Evening, Wendells.
Evening.
Well, I hear this summer you got to go on a bit of a trip.
I did.
Where did you go and what did you get up to?
Well, I was invited by Drew and Megan Land, who used to be in the church about 8 or so years ago, out to South Africa, to the city of Durban, which has about 3 million people, where we're currently planting a church and seeing just amazing stuff happen. And was invited to go out there and serve the church over a weekend and then take a team from their church to a place called Harding, which is kind of in the middle of the nowhere, to go and bless another church they've got links with. And so I did that for a couple of weeks about 2 weeks ago.
Brilliant. And to tell us, you know, how did that go down? You know, what was the impact on the church and on you, for that matter?
Sure, yeah. Well, it was just phenomenal. I had a cracking time. So thank you for those of you who prayed. Basically, I spent a weekend teaching some of the stuff that we now begin to take for granted as a church. So I taught a couple of sessions on the Father Heart and looked at not being an orphan but being a son. And I also looked at the kingdom and what can we expect when the kingdom of God breaks out, and how to pray for the sick. I taught them how to get words of knowledge and asked 8 of them who'd never got a word of knowledge before to come up the front. And it's just something really fun when you have people up the front who've never got words of knowledge before, and you kind of go along the row and ask them, what have you got? And they say, I think I've got someone who's got a bad right knee or something. I say, oh, who are you? Where are you? And this person puts their hand up and they're like, oh my gosh, someone's really sorry. I mean, 7 out of 8 of them were spot on accurate with their words of knowledge. They'd never got one before, which was so much fun. And so we did that. And then on the Sunday night, I got to speak in their church in an indie club. They call it Unit 11. It's like in basically a basement club where people go and do gigs and they do church there. So that was really fun. And the following weekend, took a team to Harding, did similar kind of teaching, did the prophetic, went out on the streets, and taught on the Sunday morning in their church on the culture of honor, which was really significant because they've got a church full of very rich white farmers and very poor black township folk. And it was just so much fun to see them mixing, see these two cultures kind of coming together and teaching on the culture of honor. So we had just a phenomenal time while we were over there.
Brilliant, brilliant. And highlights? You've got to tell us about the lady in the supermarket.
Yeah, I would.
You've got
to tell us about that. I mean, there's just so many highlights, and I'd love to tell you guys all personally, but a couple that stand out. One lady, after the first weekend, basically, she was just crazy. I mean, she really, really provoked me and still does. I mean, I see posts on Facebook most days of people she's seen healed on the streets. She is just phenomenal. And she went to a supermarket there, saw a lady standing at the cash desk with a bandage on her ankle, just literally said to her, is that sore? And the lady said, yes, it is. And she said, can I pray? She said, yes, that's fine. So she kneels down and prays for her ankle. The ankle is immediately healed at this cash desk.
Right.
And the lady who's got healed says, oh my gosh, I've just been healed. And so people over here, and my friend says basically 10 other people come up to her. I've got a pain here. They close the cash desk because people are coming. And she literally prays for about 10 different people. All of them are immediately healed in this supermarket.
Fantastic.
It's just
fantastic.
Phenomenal. She's also saw someone's ear open. Like, she had a dream about someone's ear being blocked. She went and spoke to them. It was blocked. Prayed. Her ear was open. I mean, this woman is seeing stuff that I've never seen yet. And so that is part of the fun of giving this stuff away. But maybe another highlight equally exciting for me was when we were in Harding, I got to prophesy over people and just picked out a lady sat at the back who lacked massive amount of confidence. God really spoke into her situation. It was to do with her academic upbringing and just thinking she didn't have anything to give. God unlocked something. She had to take her kids to a party, and a friend of hers there had a headache. And she said in a text later she would never, ever have considered offering to pray before we prophesied. But because God had unlocked something in her heart and told her who she really was, she thought, okay, I'll offer to pray. She offered to pray. The friend said yes, and the headache was immediately healed. And so what we're seeing, basically what I feel like is we're seeing churches impacted, still hearing stories of people going out in the streets and taking risks. And so just really fun to see some of the stuff God's doing here among us, being taken to South Africa, particularly impacting Durban and Harding. So, yeah, great fun.
That's brilliant, Wendy. And I understand if people want to hear more, there's a blog.
Yeah, I've got a blog. I'm writing some more testimonies on the blog because there's too many to share up here. But if you want to get hold of that, come grab me and I'll let you know the address.
That's just great. Can we thank Wendy? It's just excellent, isn't it?